Welcome to The Business of How, the podcast series from ICS focused on delivering practical insights that manufacturers can use to improve their distribution strategies. Today, we're rejoined by Leif Walling, VP of Specialty Distribution for ICS, here with us to discuss what 3PLs are doing to ensure their preparedness for the Drug Quality and Security Act, and how manufacturers can work with their 3PLs to navigate all the changes in the years to come. Leif, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
What has ICS already done in preparation for these new requirements, and what will the company do to ensure compliance with the regulations?
ICS has always tracked product at a lot level as a standard, which positions ICS very well to meet the initial January 1st, 2015 requirements. It will entail simple reporting modifications and trading partner integration for electronic transmission of data on behalf of the manufacturer. Minimal changes are expected in terms of standard operating procedures regarding the identification of suspect or legitimate product, other than the notification process. ICS is actively mapping EDI Advanced Ship Notice, as well as EPCIS messaging formats, as updated specifications are released in the industry. ICS currently tracks all required data for transaction information in its ERP system and is in the process of modifying systems to support serialized data, including package aggregation. ICS will continue to track regulatory guidance and industry best practices in collaboration with our parent company, ABC.
Are there any misconceptions about DQSA or the concepts that are driving it that you feel need to be cleared up?
I think it's important to note that DQSA is not the same as California's e-pedigree requirements. California's e-pedigree considered a transaction to be a change of physical possession of the product, whereas DQSA considers the change of financial ownership to be the change of ownership. California also required each transaction to be securely encrypted, and each subsequent transaction from the manufacturer to the dispenser to add an additional layer. DQSA allows transaction history data to be securely stored electronically and reproduced as needed without multiple layers of encryption.
In what ways will DQSA compliance need to be a collaborative process between 3PL providers like ICS and your manufacturer partners?
Coordination will be key in establishing the appropriate communications for lot and package level data between 3PL providers, their manufacturer clients, and throughout the supply chain with each trading partner or customer of the manufacturer. Prior to 2017, 3PLs and manufacturers will need to work together to validate 2D barcodes and establish exception handling processes regarding product identifiers. In the years leading up to the 2023 serialization tracing requirements, 3PLs and manufacturers will need to iron out processes for passing and receiving, handling, exception handling for product shipment aggregation data, as well as processes for serialized product receipt.
How is ICS and parent company AmerisourceBergen working with industry organizations to stay informed on any changes that may still come down the pike?
ICS participates in weekly conference calls with HDMA, various HDMA and industry conferences, as well as participates in FDA informational sessions. ICS works in close collaboration with our parent company, AmerisourceBergen, meeting several times per week in preparation for upcoming milestones. AmerisourceBergen sits on the HDMA board and is still very active with Pharmaceutical Distribution Security Alliance, or PDSA, and other key organizations influential in the development of the legislation.
If there's one closing thought that you want manufacturers to take away from this, one thing to bear in mind about DQSA, what would it be?
ICS is ready for the January 1st, 2015 requirements. We are developing systems in support of unit-level serialization requirements in 2017 and afterward till 2023 requirements. ICS stands ready to support your DQSA needs, as well as those of your trading partners and your end customers, and look forward to working with each of its manufacturer partners closely in a very collaborative manner to enhance the security and effectiveness of the supply chain for the benefit and the safety of each and every one of the patients you serve.
Leif, thank you so much for your time today and sharing your insights.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
The Business of How is brought to you by ICS, the leading provider of third-party logistics solutions for the healthcare industry. For manufacturers whose products require special handling or a customized approach to distribution, ICS serves as an integral supply chain partner. Dozens of manufacturers rely on ICS as a trusted solution for everything from finished goods warehousing to order management to secure distribution and reporting. Visit ICS.com for more information.